What were you noticing about justice and another quality that it is paired up with very often? Righteousness. Righteousness, ladies and gentlemen. God brings justice hand in hand along with his righteousness. And since God keeps these two so closely associated, shouldn't we, his people, do the same? And here's the thing, we're all made in his image. As I said, some of us have more of his image than others, but we are all made in his image. Since God loves justice, shouldn't we humans love justice, especially those of us who say we're born again and are truly his children? In Isaiah chapter 30, God gives warning to some very, very stubborn children of his. And he lets them know what's going to happen to them as a result of their stubbornness, their rebellion, their hard-headedness. In Isaiah chapter 30, listen to what he says in verse 18, though. He lets them know what's going to happen to them because of their stubbornness. Lets them know how their country is going to be wrecked. Many of them are going to be killed. But listen to verse 18. Yet the Lord longs to be gracious to you. He rises to show you compassion. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all who wait for him. The Lord is a God of justice. So why aren't we people of justice? We really should be. The Bible tells us to imitate God. The King James Version says, be ye followers of God. But the word followers in that context literally means imitators. Be imitators of God. And one of the ways that God insists that we imitate him is by bringing about the justice that he's going to bring about when he returns. He's put governments and systems in place that are supposed to be fighting for justice. Unfortunately, we have a lot of people who do the exact opposite. Ephesians 5:1 says, be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children, and live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. All right, let's look at some more scriptures that have to do with justice, specifically to do with justice. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 42. Like I said, God frequently addresses justice in the Bible. And I mean from the Old Testament through the New. He talks about justice a lot. I do mean a lot. Isaiah 42, verse 1. Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will bring justice to the nations. Justice to the nations. That's one of the reasons that so many people are going to be crying out for peace in the years to come, because chaos is going to build so mightily that people are going to literally be crying out for peace. One of the things that justice brings about is peace. Listen to this. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out. In faithfulness, he will bring forth justice. He will not falter or be discouraged till he establishes justice on earth. In his law, the islands will put their hope, a law that will bring about justice throughout the earth. I mean, it's just amazing how much God talks about justice. Or to put it this way, it's amazing how much God emphasizes justice and how little we emphasize justice. And what's so, I guess you could say, crazy about it is when you have God making it abundantly clear that justice is critical to him, and you have people who say they belong to God criticizing humans who make justice part of their life's calling, part of their life's mission. He will bring justice to the nations. The justice isn't going to just show up. The Lord Jesus is going to bring justice to the nations. And that's something that we have to keep in mind. As I said before, justice does not bring itself about any more than injustice brings itself about. People bring about injustice. People bring about justice. And that means it requires action. Action has to be taken in order to bring about justice. So isn't it interesting that we have so many people who say, well, I guess it's okay that they're protesting injustice, but I don't like the way they're doing it. And they say that they criticize the people for kneeling during a national anthem while protesting injustice. But again, let's look at this objectively, openly, honestly, with integrity. It has never mattered how people have expressed their disapproval of injustice. Someone has always disapproved of every way that Americans have expressed their disapproval of injustice. People get upset when officers, the bad ones, gun down non-threatening black American citizens. And notice I said the bad ones, because there are some bad officers. Again, we have that officer who was caught on tape talking to a white female citizen who he had pulled over for erratic driving. As it turned out, she had been found driving under the influence. She was afraid to go for her purse to pull out her ID because, as she told the law enforcement officer, the white law enforcement officer, she had heard about and seen where people had been shot and some of them killed, reaching for ID. And the white cop said to her, oh, you don't have to worry about that. We only kill the black people. You know that, don't you? We only kill the black people. So there are, just like there are a lot of good cops of all races, there are a lot of bad cops of all races too. And so you have this situation wherein you have people saying, hey, this has got to stop, is wrong. And some of the citizens are angrier at the citizens who say this is wrong, it's got to stop. And people have been upset because of folks who say, hey, look, this injustice has got to stop. And so counter sit-ins had been staged in the past where people managing restaurants did not want to serve black people. And after a while, protesters said, no, we're going to sit in. We're going to sit here until we're served. And there were people who did not like that action. They preferred that the black people continue to be shut out rather than that the black people show their disapproval by sitting at the counters anyway. There were people who were upset about black people saying, I'm no longer going to sit in the back of the bus. I'm going to sit at the front. These seats are vacant. I'm tired. I don't feel like walking all the way to the back of the bus. If it's not necessary, I'm sitting here. And there were people who were upset about these people riding at the front of the bus instead of going back to the back of the bus. Some people say, hey, look, we deserve, black people deserve a vote and a voice. So we're going to get black people registered to vote. White and black people, Jews, helping get black people signed up, registered to vote. There were folks who were upset about the fact that black people were being registered to vote. Well, you express your disapproval, but don't do it that way. Don't express your approval by registering to vote. Every method, approach that has been used to protest injustice has been disliked by somebody. So essentially, what people are saying is, look, we understand injustice is here. Just suffer the injustice and suffer in silence. But don't speak out against it. Don't take action against it. Just live with it. We don't want the drama of seeing your silent, peaceful kneels. We don't want to see you marching. We don't want you to protest at all. We don't want you to express your disapproval. Just suffer in silence.